Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The music world is a very loud one, especially for people listening to music using earbuds and headphones. This is Metallica, by the way. The World Health Organization predicts 1 billion young people could develop hearing loss due to poor listening habits, and the prognosis is worse for musicians. But now the Berklee College of Music and the music streaming site Spotify are teaming up to raise awareness about threats to hearing. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
As Berklee professor Nalora Steele sees it, all of our ears are under attack.
All you have to do is stand on the corner of Massachusetts Avenue and Boylston in Boston, and you will hear the clanging and the traffic and the sirens.
The 83-year-old educator also points to noise we voluntarily add to the mix.
Every young person has something stuck in their ears these days.
She's talking about earbuds. Steele has something in her ears, too. Not earbuds, though. Hearing aids. For 30 years, the former opera singer who shared stages with Placido Domingo and Beverly Sills has been grappling with the challenges and stigma that come with hearing loss. Steele says the hearing aid industry has mushroomed since she started studying the condition 6 years ago. Now she's on a crusade to convince Berklee students and the rest of us to turn down the volume.
We are especially interested in this because musicians have music on top of that noise.
The ear is the most important instrument they have.
Tom Plishek is another Berklee professor and a trombonist. He's also trying to raise awareness among his students.
You can damage your guitar, get a new one for $4,000 or $5,000, your trumpet the same, piano, $20,000 or more, ear, nothing, no matter how much money you have. It's gone at this point.
To drive that reality home, Plishek measured decibel levels in Berklee's concert and rehearsal spaces. He says jazz and rock musicians alike regularly exceeded what he calls a healthy daily noise dose. One heavy metal group reached 500% of theirs in less than 2 hours. Plishek is encouraging students to use decibel measuring apps and room meters, but he says that plan actually backfired in at least one instance.
I heard that the students were trying to get the red light to light up as much as possible. Whoa.
Plishek also wants the school to offer hearing tests so students can see their ear health on paper. He says it's challenging to convince young musicians that their ears are vulnerable. There's a long list of professionals who suffer with hearing disorders and are warning other musicians about the dangers, including Lars Ulrich of Metallica and The Who's Pete Townshend. The cochlea, or audio portion of the inner ear, houses sensitive hairs and nerves that help decode sound. They're easily damaged, which leads to disorders like tinnitus, which causes ear ringing, and hyperacusis, which is oversensitivity to volume and certain pitches.
Some of the literature suggests it's as much as 3/4 of all professional musicians have some kind of hearing disorder.
Brian Flieger, chief audiology officer at Lantos Technologies in Boston, says musicians in all genres are susceptible. At Boston Children's Hospital, he worked with a teen violinist who noticed a dramatic shift in her hearing after increasing her practice time from 1 hour a day to 1.5. So overuse can be as destructive as high volumes, Flieger says. But everyone who listens through headphones or earbuds is in acute jeopardy. Flieger's team recently published a paper with some sobering findings.
The majority of people in New York City, ages 18 to 50, listened too loud, too long. The average listening level was in excess of what would be considered to be allowable for a factory worker.
Flieger is one of about a dozen experts collaborating with Berklee College of Music and the music streaming site Spotify to release new public service announcements about understanding and preventing hearing loss. Carrie Steib, Spotify's Director of Social Impact, acknowledges the streaming site reaches a lot of ears.
on Spotify, there's 60 million people listening to music, most of them probably through their headphones.
And she acknowledges the potentially harmful role Spotify plays in the hearing loss equation.
But I think really that means there are more opportunities for us to do work like this, to actually be on the forefront of creating these messages and distributing them.
Hello, Spotify listeners. This is Kate Lovell from Berklee College of Music. Did you know that millions of young people suffer from hearing loss?
These messages are something of a wake-up call for musician Nick Balkin. He works for Berklee, but also plays bass for the Boston-based band Kingsley Flood.
You don't want to think about the damage you may have done already. You know, there's shows I play where I forget my earplugs, and I'm like, okay, it's okay just this once. Then maybe I forget the next show, too, and you just let it slide. And you need to be reminded. People need to be talking about it.
45 million non-paying Spotify listeners will start hearing the new PSAs as they're rolled out this week. But the 15 million subscribers who bypass ads will only hear music, hopefully at the right volume.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. Sometimes
we were playing all night long. It was all we knew. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should. 'Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the